There are some Christmas jumpers around. There's Star Wars. Not that I've ever seen a Star Wars film, because I haven't. I vaguely remember them coming out in my younger years, and they continue to today, don't they? And Tree Rex. It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex turned into a Christmas tree with lights on it. We've got one with reindeer on here, and then a snowman snowboarding. And it says Christmas party, Christmas tree, Christmas cracker, any other Christmas jumpers. And one with a reindeer on, and you're hiding, are you hiding a Christmas jumper?
She is.
Ah, oh, it's got lights that flash. Wow. And what have you got in your jumper? You couldn't find your Christmas jumper this morning, so you've got another one. But it's still very nice. It's, what does it say on it? Pony magic. Does it say that?
Something like that.
Wow. Now, who was up earliest this morning?
What do you mean by early?
Well, I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock, but do we count that as being up? That's not getting up, is it, this morning? 10 past 6? Anybody up earlier than 10 past 6?
5 to 5.
5 to 5.
Children
woke you up, did they? Oh, you had to put the oven on, okay.
You didn't wake
the
children up, did
you? 7 o'clock, well, that was very decent. And some people have been out for a run. What time did you have your run? So you went for a warm-up at 7:30 and the run was at 9 o'clock. I want to say you're mad. And how many people were there for the park run this morning? Over 400. They're all mad.
I went for a virtual run. I thought about it.
So he says he went for a virtual run. He thought about it. And Jenny knows when Stan is lying. Did anybody get a present today? Roz got a present. What was your present?
Well, I actually got... Am I on?
Are we on?
I got quite a number of books. One Abigail will appreciate. It's called A Wet Paper Towel Fixes Everything by the two Mr. P's who do a podcast, who are both, one's a primary teacher and one's a teaching assistant. So I'm quite looking forward to reading that.
Anybody else get a present? Did you not get any presents?
We've only had one.
That's okay. Is that your present? Thank you for telling me. Abigail just told me it's a dragon. I know I'm stupid. It's a lovely dragon.
It's certainly not a Welsh dragon.
It's beautiful. So you've got lots more presents to open later on, have you? How exciting. And what are those creatures you've got there on leads?
The lead's the present.
The leads are the present. So do you take them for a walk? Are they dragons as well? You've got a house full of dragons.
Only got 5.
What, 5 of yours? Then you've got a dragon there. Have you got any more dragons? Two more dragons. A house full of dragons. How do Mummy and Daddy put up with all those dragons? Do they behave? Sorry? Sparky makes them behave. Sparky's the black one. Okay. Wow. Are you going to take them for walks? Anybody else got presents? So what have you got? Can we have a look? Greg the Sausage Roll. He says, that's my book. I'm not taking it away. I'm just showing everybody. Santa's Little Helper. There you go. This is a book by David Walliams, the chap that can't spell his name properly, but has made a lot of money out of it. Gangster Granny Strikes Again. Anybody here claim to be a gangster granny? Oh, it's a year for dragons and monsters. Mega Monster, David Walliams again. And fairy unicorns. Do unicorns exist? They do they? Lovely. Beautiful. Have I missed anybody? Sorry, it's all my fault for taking the book away in the first place, isn't it? That dreadful man. My sister, when her daughter was very young, used to say to her, if you misbehave, you're going to have to stay at Uncle Sam's. The trouble was, whenever I went to visit and she saw me, she just burst into tears. She's not like that now. Can we have a picture up? Oh, it came and went. There's a gentleman. Does anybody know who that is? Does anybody know what he's got in his hand? He's got a medal. No, it's an MBE, which he picked up this year. Can we show the next slide? There you go, that's Prince William giving him his MBE. His name is Ray Finn, Flynn, Ray Flynn, I think. Does that ring a bell? So during the first lockdown, he used to run a pub quiz. So he used to go to the pub every week on a Thursday night and run a quiz for everybody. And just before the first lockdown, the pub closed. And everybody enjoyed the pub quiz so much that on Facebook he decided to continue to run a quiz. But he thought he'd only set it up live for all his friends. But in fact, it was for everybody. And so day after day, more and more people got involved. And he now holds the record for the largest virtual pub quiz. 180,000 people one day tuned in to Facebook for his quiz. Well, I think it was on YouTube then. And he's raised over £1.2 million for charity. Does anybody listen to Radio 2, Zoe Ball, in the morning? Apparently, he does quiz questions on Zoe Ball's show in the morning. But his story goes way, way back. So when he was in his 20s, he was married, and sadly, his marriage broke up. And he had lots of mental health problems, and he found himself sleeping on the streets of London. And in fact, he slept on a bench by the Thames. He used to call it Number 3 River View, because he used to look across to the eye, the wheel on the other side of the Thames. And it was unusual for anybody who lived rough to sleep like that, because he was in the open. Most people lived in shelter in doorways, but he always used to like to sleep out in the open. And then one day, a gentleman spotted him there and slid a card under his sleeping bag. And when he woke up, on the card it said, "We're here to help if you need help. We're only just around the corner." But it took him 3 days to pluck up the courage to go and find help. And it was St. Martin in the Fields. Some of you older folk will have heard of St. Martin in the Fields. It's a church just off Trafalgar Square. It's called In the Fields because once upon a time it was in Fields. Now, of course, it's all built up. And they do a lot of work with homeless people. And after a year of helping him, they found him a place to live. Can we have the next slide? That was his home. And there's a plaque now on the bench which says Number 3 Riverside View. This bench was home to Jay Flynn from Jay's virtual pub quiz. He proves you are not alone and there is always hope. Can we have the next picture? Does anybody know who this is? I'll give you a clue. Her first name is Helga. Her surname is McFarlane. Helga suggests that her origins are somewhere else. Where would you say her origins are? No, Germany. So her mother was German. McFarlane would suggest that she was Scottish, so her father was Scottish. So she became famous this year because she did something amazing. Can we have the next picture? This family here, the Vassal family, lived up until recently in Kabul. And when they were evacuating all the folks from Kabul, this family were one of the fortunate ones that were able to get on an RAF plane and come to the UK. And Helga had seen the story of this family on the news as they tried to campaign to get access to the airport to be brought to the UK. And she was so moved because Helga's mother was a refugee from Germany during the war. And lots of people looked after her mother and her mother as they were escaping from Germany and fed them and hid them and protected them until they got to the United Kingdom. And so Helga thought it would be really lovely if she could show some kindness back for all the goodness that had been shown to her mother. So Helga had a flat in Aberdeen, and she gave the flat to this family. And when they arrived in the flat not that long ago, she said, "You are now part of our family now, and you are very welcome." This gentleman was an interpreter for the British Army, and this lady, a gynecologist, who now have their own flat in Aberdeen, thanks to the kindness of one lady. And all those two stories remind me of what Christmas is all about, that Jesus was in heaven with his Father, and he gave up his home to come to earth so that we might have a home. Not a physical home made of bricks with a roof, but a home that is a home for our hearts and our minds, a spiritual home, if you like, that we are shown that we're loved. And as it says on that park bench, it is a reminder that you are not alone and there is always hope. And that's what Christmas is all about, a reminder that you are not alone and there is hope.